Staying out of trouble, the Issa of Yichud. The Meiri in Kiddushin, Peyon Beis, speaks out that the Issa of Yichud is not Stam an Issa. It's the key and the entry to Gilui Arayos. Gilui Arayos cannot come about if a person isn't really over the Issa of Yichud. So let's go through the basic summary of halachas and the Beis Hashem, some applications of it. So what exactly is the Issa of Yichud? So the basic idea is a man and a woman who are not related in a close relationship, like father, mother, son, daughter, grandparents, husband and wife, or siblings, people who aren't in such a relationship, they're not allowed to be secluded in the same place together. Is it deres, is it drabon? So in the sugya of Issa Yichud, then a pasuk's brought. And that's taka how the majority of the poskim take on, that the Issa of Yichud is an Issa deraisa. The Torah says like that. The Torah says it's an Issa deraisa, quoting the pasuk. However, the Rambam, in Hilchos Issurei Bia, Perik Chaf Beis Halacha Gimel, as well as the Mechaber in Evan Ezer, Simon Chaf Beis, Sif Beis, say any type of Yichud, even Yichud with an Eis Ish, is only ever going to be Drabonim, and not deraisa. The Gemara brings a pasuk. So he says, yeah, it's an asmachta ba'alma. It's just an asmachta. So let's go through a brief summary of the halachas. So as we mentioned, it's also for a man to be secluded with any girl. And this is from the age of 3 for the girl, or from the age of 9 for a boy. The exceptions again are mother, son, father, daughter, grandmother, grandson, grandfather, granddaughter, husband and wife, and siblings for a short while. That's how the Mechaber paskens in Evan Ezer Simon Chaf Beis Sif Aleph. However, having said all this, there's a number of heterim, there's a number of ways out. So the first heter, which we'll discuss, is Ishtei Meshamartei. That if a man is together with another woman, but his wife is with him, so you got let's say Yitzchak and Rivka, together, who are husband and wife. And together with them, they've got another woman who's not related. Then that's not a problem because his wife is considered to be a shomer. It's considered to be that she saves the situation. It's not considered yichud. It should be noted, though, that Ishtei Meshamarta does not work with a non-Jewish man. Therefore, if a woman wants to go to a non-Jewish client's house, a man who's a non-Jewish client's house, and his wife, the non-Jewish client's wife, is there, that doesn't help. That will not stop the situation of Yichud. It only helps with a Jewish man and his wife. Now, a woman, Mechaber, who's quite strict in this area, says that a woman cannot be alone with 2 men, and a man cannot be alone with many women, unless some of the other heterim apply. However, the Ramah is more makel, and we'll be really focusing on the ruling of the Ramah, the ruling for Ashkenazim. He says that a woman can be alone with 2 men, as long as they are kosher, as long as they're from Yidden, that's absolutely fine. And a man cannot be alone with 2 women, but he can be alone with 3 women. Now, all this is during the daytime. But nighttime, when people may fall asleep, and therefore it'll depend on the society where a person lives. But at nighttime, when people may fall asleep, then you need an extra number. So that means you'll need, for a man to be together with women, normally during the daytime, 3 women is sufficient. At night, you need an extra one, you need to have 4 women. So too, normally a woman can be alone with 2 men. At night, it'll have to be with 3 men. We're just going to mention 2 more heterim. Again, we're just summarizing the halachas. It's chazara, for those that know it, or just an introduction to those that aren't familiar with it. The next heter is you can have a man and a woman together, secluded, if ba'ala ba'ir, if a husband is in the city. So again, for example, you've got Rivka, who's going to have a meeting with a person that she's not married to. She's going to be going to see, Rovain, who she's not related to. Then, because she's married and her husband's in the city, therefore that yichud is not a problem. It's not an issue of yichud because her husband's in the city. However, if Liboy Gaspar, if the man that she is being mesyached with is someone who she's very comfortable with, she's very familiar with such, with this man, then Baal of Ba'ir, the fact that her husband's in the city, will not help. So let's just recap. Tomorrow we'll discuss the het of Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah, which is very neger. But so far, again, during the daytime, two men with one woman is okay. Three women with one man is okay. At night time, we need an extra one. There's also the heta of Ishtim Mishamaritoi, that if a wife is there, normally one man with two women is not okay. But if one of them is his wife, then that's okay for Yidden. And also, Balabaya helps that if a woman is not considered a state of Yichud if her husband is in the city. It's important just to speak out, though, that to reiterate, that Baal HaBe'er only helps the woman if her husband's in the city. But it won't help a man to be mishyachad with a woman if his wife is in the city. For his wife to be a shomer for him, then they actually need to be in the same room together.